enjoyed a person's visit, you might say,
come again.
Come again.
Okay. Enjoy your visit.
What would you say to somebody on Christmas?
Happy Christmas. They're in a happy
mood. Now, if you want to express your appreciation, you might say, I'm much
satisfied with your coming.
How much?
Much satisfied with your coming.
Okay.
Come again.
Or express appreciation to somebody for something they've done for you. Say, I'm much.
Much pleased.
Or would you ever say, much obliged?
Much, oh yes. Much obliged.
Okay. All right. Now, you say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay. Now, you make a purchase. The storekeeper would take a piece of paper and he took a piece of paper and he
filled it for
him. You know, you make a purchase. He takes a piece of paper and he takes that purchase and he took the purchase and he takes a piece of paper and
take his money out of it. What is the meaning?
He
wrapped the package.
Okay. Now, when you get home, when I got home, I took the package and
put them in the fridge.
Now, well, first, to get the paper off the back, you have to
cut it open.
Uncover
it.
Unwrap. Okay. If a person had to sell something for less than he paid for it, say a storekeeper had to sell something for less than he paid for it, that means he had to sell it at
under price.
Below
price.
Below cost,
yeah.
He had to sell something at a loss?
At a loss, that's correct.
All right. Now, you admire something, but you don't have enough money to pay for it. You say, I sure like that, but it...
I can't afford it.
Because it...
too expensive.
Yes, it's too expensive.
It costs too much.
All right. Now, on the first of the month, if you belong to your club like that, do y'all have to pay
monthly
dues? Okay. Now, if you don't have any money, you have to go to a friend and try to
borrow the money.
Okay. Oh, when you pay for a bill, did the storekeeper ever give you a little free gift or something like that? Or when you bought something from his store, he'd give you a what?
A refund or
something just to show his appreciation
that's
for him. Did you call it a land?
It would be a recompense.
Okay. So, did folks ever call it a lanyap?
Yeah, sure, lanyap. Man gave us lanyap today.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Oh, that's right. We already talked about
that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, when the banker is refusing a loan, in the 30s, people said money is
short.
Okay.
In the 30s, money was short.
Folks say.
And now it's plentiful.
Yeah. Money was scarce.
Scarce.